Okay, I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, May 14th. May we have a roll call, please?
Member Carroll.
Here.
Member Herrera.
Here.
Member Snyder.
Here.
Member Smith. Vice Chair Wignott. Chair Branch.
Here. And we'll start with our administrative agenda with the meeting minutes.
I'll move for approval of the minutes of April 23rd.
I'll second that.
Discussion? I didn't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here.
Do we have to push that to the next agenda since... Technically, that means we don't have a quorum on the minutes.
Of those that are here today, we have membership of the DRB, so we're going to let the vote move forward to allow the minutes to be finalized.
Okay. Sure. Noted. All right. Planning Director report.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the board. Just two things for you today. The first is a note on membership of the board. We wanted to let you know that we sent out a revised agenda from when everything was posted originally online, and that revision to the agenda had to do with membership and membership only. If you could recall, back on March 18th, the City Council had adopted a resolution that pertained to the membership of individuals on multiple boards. And what that resolution stated was that membership is going to be limited to one person, to one board or commission. I have been talking to the Design Review Board with the direction that, as it pertains to Member Messner's position, that he was going to be on this board until such time that his replacement had been appointed by the council. What I did not understand at the point in time and did not share with the board was that there was an or to that discussion. And what that or was or until such time that his membership on the Public Tree Advisory Commission began. That meeting, that board, or that commission rather, met this last Monday, and in effect his resignation became effective on that day. So long story short, while he served for a number of years and did very well, his time on the Design Review Board has now officially ended, and he is now officially a member of the Public Tree Advisory Commission. So just wanted to let you know that that's what the revision to the agenda was about. The recruitment for his position is still underway. It's underway until the 29th of this month, 5 o'clock, May 29th is when those applications need to be submitted for or by, and it's for any positions on the board, whether it's an architect position, a landscape architect position, or an at-large position. Applications are in the entryway to this chamber, so if anyone is that's in this room right now is interested, you can pick that up. In addition, the applications are also available online, so we can go ahead and share the applications that way. So more to come in membership, perhaps early in June, mid-June, when the council is able to review those applications and hopefully get to interviews and appointments shortly thereafter. Second thing to let you know about, on May 7th, the City Council received an update on the zoning ordinance adoption process. And it was a brief update, but one of the items that pertains to the Design Review Board that I wanted to let you know about is that staff is looking at the relationship and the function between the Planning Commission and the Design Review Board, and in particular how it pertains to the Permit Streamlining Act. And as we...
The what act?
The Permit Streamlining Act. So as we... as we have more updates to give to you of what we're finding as we look at our process, the administration of how we process permits, we'll continue to give you those updates. But I just wanted to let you know that there is a conversation happening about our processes, and it's in that context. So that's all that I have for you today in terms of a director's report. And if you want me to go ahead and jump into the next item.
Please do.
Review of agenda and projected agenda. We only have a few items on your agenda today, and all are expected to be here. In addition to that, as we look at your next agenda on May 28th, there's room for any and all of the items on today's agenda to be continued to that calendar date.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Item D, public comment. This is the time when the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item by filling out a speaker request form. Anybody here like to speak? I see none. Then we will move to the consent calendar, item E1, which is 13023 DRB Grace Residence, 229 Hillview Drive, which I reviewed the colors, and they seemed appropriate. And so I move that we give that final approval.
I'll second that.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that's approved. And that takes us to F, the sign calendar.
Sign subcommittee met today and reviewed item F1, 1 South Los Canaris Road, Brown & Brown insurance signage. And we recommend final approval as submitted with two alternate locations. The proposed alternate locations appears to be behind some growing liquid amber trees that probably are not going away anytime soon. So we allowed them to have two alternate locations, one a little bit farther down the front facade and one around the corner that faces the overpass a little better. So with that, I recommend approval, final approval with those conditions.
All right. About a second for that?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That takes us down to our conceptual preliminary calendar. Item J1, Madam Secretary.
Okay. Item item J1, conceptual preliminary calendar, is number 13-037 DRB, Chili's Facade Improvement, 6950 Marketplace Drive.
Good afternoon. This is a request for a conceptual preliminary review for facade improvements at the existing Chili's restaurant located in the Camino Real Marketplace, zoned SC or shopping center. The facade improvements include new exterior color palette as well as 10 new fabric awnings to replace the 10 existing awnings. The new exterior color palette would be in earth tones with the primary stucco siding in cerise beige, accent stucco siding in authentic brown, the upper cornice in the dark side, which is a dark brown color, and doors in rapture, which is a crimson color. The 10 fabric awnings will be in Chili's corporate colors of red, green, and white with embedded graphics. There would be no proposed changes to the existing clay tile roof and stone veneer along the base of the building. This was filed by Agent Cherie Nays of Core States Group on behalf of Mark Linehan, Camino Real LLC, and we also have J.J. Jamador here in representative for the applicant. That concludes my staff report. If there are any questions for me?
Great. Are you the applicant? Come on up and sit at the table. And while you're getting set up, we should do our declarations.
I visited the site and have had no discussions with the applicant.
Same for me.
Same.
I've been to that site a million times. I didn't visit it specifically for this, but I'm really familiar with it. So if you'll, there's a little button on the face of that that'll turn it on. Okay. Perfect. And state your name for the record. And
J.J. Jamadar. I'm the Director of Development for Chili's and Brinker International. Staff's already presented what we are trying to do. You guys are familiar with what's going on. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Proceed.
Why, thank you. Do you have actual color samples of the colors we're talking about, painting the building and the fabrics?
I have the awning fabric actual samples right here.
Okay.
We also have color samples here as well, too. The paint chips.
Yeah. That would be...
That would be good.
Really good.
Thank you.
And additional awning colors, too, as well.
Got it. Okay.
I have a question. The embedded graphics, are they sort of a gray color or black? Or?
Well, actually, it's a green on green. Here's an actual picture on an actual store that's been recently remodeled. So it's a green on green. It actually is very subtle, and it kind of just breaks up having very plain awnings. It kind of adds a little interest to it. Other than that, there's no other significance to it.
And am I right in that, are there new lights going in above the awnings? Or
yes.
So those don't exist at the moment?
No. The existing lights are those gooseneck fixtures. I don't know if you have pictures of the existing building. I've got them here. If you'd like to see them. Well, take those out. The awnings actually will go a little bit taller than they are currently, and the new lighting will be installed from the top, shining down on the awnings.
Do you have a cut sheet for that light?
I do not with me, but I'll be more than happy to forward it to staff and on to you for, you know, review. It's an LED light. It's got a hidden source. It's about that big.
A big?
Yeah, it basically just shines down.
And the color's going to be?
It's a dark bronze usually.
What's the style of the light? Is it a similar to a gooseneck? Or?
No, it's actually a very sleek, modern-looking. It's actually like a flat fixture, and the LEDs are kind of hidden inside. It's the overall profile maybe only about 2.5-3 inches thick.
So it's what we see on the plan. It's fairly accurate to that. I mean, it's a...
Yeah, it's just a short bracket on top, and mm-hmm. It just shines straight down on the awnings. Unlike the current awnings that stick out quite a ways from the building, mm-hmm. These are actually a very low-profile... You know, almost straight up and down awning. They only project out about 12 to 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a little different look from what we had previously.
Gotcha.
And
So this photo shows that accurately about how far they come out? They look like they come out just a little bit, but you're saying that they go up a little higher.
They go up a little higher. I'm not sure on that picture which way the lights are.
Looks like on our version, the awning would go up higher with a single light source above
Correct.
It as opposed to two farm-style lights.
That's the way they're showing it on this particular.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
And these awning colors, we are basically rolling out a national reimage program. These are all company-owned Chili's restaurants. We're remodeling all 800 and some restaurants across the country. We are...
To this color scheme?
Yes.
So
well, the color scheme on the building here was restricted because of the local color restrictions. So we've tried to comply with that, and the landlord has already approved these before we even brought them to the city.
Gotcha. And but, I mean, even as I look at the photograph there, it looks like you've got the dark.
The browns dark, and the dark trim
the
are
dark
all consistent.
The dark trims up top and, you know, and then kind of the dark brown around.
Correct.
Around the entry where you're trying to infill over the,
yes, sir.
The archway where the signage is and stuff like that. So
in this case, the signage is different because the logos are prohibited on the sign ordinance here. So we strictly have the name Chili's over the front door and on one side of the building. Again, restriction is I think we're only allowed two signs in the building.
Is the existing sign around the side of the building remaining, or is that being changed out?
That's being replaced by the new Chili's sign.
And this one's being replaced?
Yes, sir.
So both signs are being replaced, and that's going to be done via a sign application at some point?
That is correct.
Correct. Okay. There is also another application that is on a staff-level review for the replacement of the two Chili's wall signs. So that's a signed certificate of conformance in LEP.
So that'll be covered under a separate application. Does for that need to come before the board here?
For the overall sign plan does not need to come to the board.
It will at some point.
Oh, okay.
You get to see us again.
That's all right. Happy to see you again.
For the Camino Real Marketplace, actually, that overall sign plan does not, those signs do not come back before the design review board. It's one of the few sign plans that's been written that way.
Okay.
So I don't have the pleasure of coming in here again.
All right. Anybody got any other questions?
That'll be done with the sign program, so I don't need to ask that.
The beige color on the building is very similar to what's there today. It's going to be a little bit shade off what's there. I think the other one has got a little bit more brown on it. It's got a hint of green in it. I mean, it's a very close. The overall intensity of colors is about the same.
The other lights we see on the elevations, are those proposed as well?
Or? Those are the lantern-type fixtures.
Yeah.
Those are existing fixtures.
Okay, so the only new lights are the above the awnings?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's my understanding, yes.
Well, before we get too far into this, let me throw out an issue that we just need to deal with, and that is whether we want to consider these as signs or not, because if they're signs, it kicks into a whole other level.
You mean the logo on the awnings?
The logo on the awning.
I was curious about that.
I've been thinking about it, and because there are It's really a partial logo,
mm-hmm.
kind of, so it's much more of an artistic graphic than any kind of, even though we obviously know what it is intended to mean. I think it's fairly subtle and, not problematic. The one I do have a problem with is the to-go awning, because that's obviously got letters and text and means something, and it's almost more like a... descriptor or, saying, pharmacy or whatever. It's mm-hmm. basically saying here's where you go for the to-go food. So I have an issue with that particular one, but the rest of them I think are generic enough to where it doesn't bother me to consider them as not being signs and deal with it at this level. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but.
I would agree to that.
The only consideration I would ask is just directs customers to the correct location. I mean, it's not advertising for Chili's. It's just once they are already in the lot trying to pick up food which they've already ordered, it's just directing them to the right door. And again, it's done subtly. It's green on green. It doesn't jump out at you. You can't even read it when you're across the parking lot. So.
And under the... If that is considered a sign under the OSP, would that be prohibited?
I don't know if there's a limit on the number of signs.
Does that fall under a different category or?
The overall sign plan for the Camino Real Marketplace limits the amount of signs to 2 signs. So if that was to be considered a sign, then that would make and go over the maximum allowed.
Within the context of the sign ordinance, there is an ability to permit for things such as directional signs, and we can go ahead and amend any sort of overall sign plan to consider those sort of things. But Michael's statement is correct that this particular building is limited to the 2 signs currently today.
Well, that's where I was heading with that, is that it, whether or not that falls under the category of a directional sign. I mean, I've been there when the place is cranking, and you're in the front part, and people are coming in for to-go stuff. And if they don't know, then they get forced around to the side, and those that already do know just jump out and go right there. So it's set up to do it pretty efficiently, but people do need to somehow know.
The sign that's in the window in the image It's assumed that that is an internal sign, and internal signs are not something that's currently regulated per the sign ordinance. So that that sign is allowed to exist or there to draw attention to people without any question whatsoever.
The other thing we could do, if I may, is when we apply for the sign, we make the sign application, we might submit that and see if it'll be considered as a directional sign. And I don't know what the criteria for that is. We'll have to look at that.
I'm going by memory right now, so this may be incorrect, but I don't remember there being any directional sign text within the overall sign plan for the marketplace itself. So if that's the question, then if that's what's being applied for, we would have to consider it against the overall sign plan. And if there's no provision for it, then you're asking to, in effect, amend that overall sign plan, which would then mean it would come before this board, before the sign subcommittee. So that's something that, that can be considered. What's before the board today is the discussion of the embedded graphics, essentially as a design element within the awning. So if we want to keep the discussion at that level and keep the whole facade process moving along, since there seems to be complete acceptance with the embedded graphics as is for all the other nine awnings, if you perhaps there's something to move along on that front if you want to do that. But in terms of the directional sign, that's something that staff would have to look at and provide additional direction.
Well, and the other option is for the board to basically say we're good with it and we don't want to consider it a sign, just like we're doing with the partial logos, and accept it as submitted, right? I mean, that's a potential if we want to go there. I worry a little bit about precedence, but on the other hand, I think actually the design of the rest of the awnings is quite nice, and in fact, I like it a whole lot better than what's out there at the moment. So, so I don't know where the rest of the what the rest of the board feels relative to just, you know, that one issue.
In interpretation of the code is something that's going to be limited to staff. So that's the only reason why I'm hesitant to go down that direction. But we are here for conceptual preliminary today. So if there are conceptual preliminary comments relative to that sign, and we want to give various options, either it's good as submitted or some other ideas, we can definitely work with the applicant and return at the next meeting prepared to address that.
To me, it looks good as submitted, I think. What do you guys?
What do you think, Aaron?
I think that to go text is certainly signage, but it's just like saying exit, entrance, et cetera. And I think it works. So I
well, and it's pretty subtle.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, that doesn't jump out at me. I mean, it was a little bit of a question mark when I looked at these, but that's about it. And I mean, and then looking at the photograph to seeing how it actually, you know, plays out in the field, I think I would be willing to let it consider it just a part of the graphic that's a part of the fabric of the awnings.
Did I read you right, Scott, and that you're saying that that's really staff's determination, not we can chime in on whether we like it or not or okay with it, but it's staff's determination of whether it's a sign or not?
Correct, because one of the things that we need to do is apply everything in the sign ordinance equally. So it would be a staff level determination that we would have to talk about with the director, get the direction that.
So we could recommend, we could basically state that we're good with the partial logos as just being artistic graphics, and that we would recommend that the to-go sign be considered directional signage as opposed to an identifier for the store, and let you guys work it out from there.
The question is, are we throwing around the word signage as well? Calling it directional signage or identification signage, or is it just a design element, if you will?
I have a hard time calling it a design element just because it's literally two words. So I have a tough time getting beyond the sign, even though I think it, you know, it's all the things we've just talked about. It's subtle. It's not in your face, but it's...
It's a different color. It's a different size.
Yeah, you know, and you know, if this is acceptable, you know, then if the next applicant comes in and has it a little bit more intense, you know, where do you draw the line? So,
well, then I guess we could, one way of doing it, I guess, would be to, if we're okay with this as a whole, then as a comment per your suggestion, I guess what I'm understanding is we could say that we're fine with all of this, but the applicant should restudy the awning over the to-go door.
That we could work with the applicant on, and when we return for the board for final approval, we'll have direction for you at that point.
I think that's more than fair. Thank you.
That works.
What about, you guys okay with all the colors and trim colors and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was a little concerned about this dark brown for the cornice and the top. I mean, I like the whole color scheme that's going on here, so.
Yeah, I was too, and then I saw the photograph, and it seemed to be a little bit less stark than I thought it was on the page.
Right. Well, then it's really going up against this, right? So.
And the percentage of the
right
trim is actually relatively small compared to the overall.
Yeah, it's that.
Right. All right, well.
I'm good with it.
Any other comments? I'm going to throw a motion out there.
Sure. I'll move for, and with this, preliminary is the appeal point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where that puts us, but I would guess I'm going to try this and see if you tell me I can't. I will move for preliminary approval with everything as submitted with the following conditions: that the applicant provide a cut sheet for the new LED lights that are going above the awnings, and that I'm not sure how to word the and staff come back to us with direction.
Perhaps the applicant and staff study the to-go sign relative to the sign ordinance.
Okay, there you go. That'll work. That wording will work.
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Thank you.
When do you want to come back?
What's the process? I don't know.
2 weeks. 2 weeks is as soon as you can.
May 28th is our next meeting. We would need revised plans to be submitted at least a week before then, so essentially a week from today.
Yeah, we should be able to do that.
Okay.
Need those back?
Yes, sir, if you don't mind.
And we'll hand those back to staff.
Okay.
Small stack of elevations.
Photos.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And that's it. Any announcements by members? Okay. We're adjourned.
Yep.
Simply because you're near me.